Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A mostly guilty verdict for Maurice Hill, the man who shot six Philadelphia police officers in 2019. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson, who's been covering the trial the last 2 weeks.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel stood in the back of the courtroom as the foreperson read aloud. Maurice Hill was guilty of most of the charges against him.
To see justice served, to see the jury go through this very complicated and very thoughtfully and be able to, you know, hold this person accountable, we're appreciative of that, and we're appreciative of the work and the support the men and women got today.
Through the two-week-long trial, prosecutors called the six police officers who were shot, the others who were injured in the gunfire, as well as DNA and ballistic experts, Assistant District Attorney Sean Perez.
The sheer number of shots were crucial in this case. The different types of ammunition that were used, the fact that they were fired cartridge casings all over the house, I think really pointed out to the jury that this is someone who wasn't just cowering in their back room. He was actively shooting at police officers for several hours.
Hill is set to be sentenced in July. The House Judiciary Committee is planning a vote Tuesday on bills that would give child sex abuse victims who are time-barred from suing their abusers their day in court. On the eve of that vote, the committee held a hearing on pros and cons of temporarily lifting the statute of limitations. We get more from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Pennsylvania changed its law in 2019 to allow current victims of child sex abuse until their 55th birthday to sue their abusers, but the legislature struggled for more than a decade over current survivors who were outside the statute of limitations. Carrie Silverman, testifying on behalf of the American Tort Reform Association, says a window to allow victims outside those statutes could force an organization to defend a case from decades ago.
Not only will they not know anything about it, they might have been born at the time. The perpetrator may be dead. A supervisor who was 40 years old at the time would be 90 years old today if they could even be found.
But Child USA founder and CEO Penn Professor Marcy Hamilton says certain powerful groups are fighting the legislation because they know how many victims there actually are.
Because the statute of limitations didn't give them justice way back in the day. Because we didn't have prevention like we should have for them. Because we protected adults and we let the children suffer.
The House Judiciary Committee will consider two bills, one that simply changes the law, the other would propose a constitutional amendment. A teen is charged in connection with a fatal crash that killed another teen in Montgomery County last month. State police say 18-year-old Logan Freed was driving at a high rate of speed when his Kia Sorento crashed into an object, causing the car to flip over along White's Mill Road in Salford Township on April 24th. During the crash, the victim, a 15-year-old boy, was ejected from the passenger seat and killed. Officials have not identified him. Police say Freed then fled the scene on foot but turned himself in Monday morning. The teen faces charges including homicide by vehicle, reckless driving, and related offenses. An Ocean County judge has granted pretrial release to the 19-year-old charged with setting a wildfire that burned more than 15,000 acres and forced thousands of residents to evacuate last month. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has that story.
You must remain in your home at all times. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Pamela Snyder denied the state's request to keep 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Weartown in custody. He's being released with conditions to his parents' house with an ankle monitor, and he must remain there unless given permission by the court. One of the conditions is that he won't be able to work for his father's plumbing business unless the court receives 5 days' notice on the job site location.
Is there any paperwork or any work that can be done in the home in connection with that business?
Unfortunately, no, Your Honor.
They're all service calls?
Yes, it's all hands-on work, Your Honor.
A 17-year-old is also charged with setting the fire, which state officials say is now 90% contained. Delaware County recently lost countywide EMS services that were provided by now-defunct Crozier Medical. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, county officials have secured funding for advanced life support vehicles to help fill those gaps.
The loss of Crozier in Delaware County means the closure of two hospitals and dozens of medical practices. But that's not all.
One of the big pieces of the Crozier footprint was the emergency services that they provided.
Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says there have been places like Upper Darby who have been able to contract their own EMS companies. But that's not the case for many of their towns. Thanks to funding secured by state officials, they're able to hire 4 advanced life support vehicles to bring those services to more than 17 municipalities across the county.
We have paramedic units, advanced life support units that are working with our regional EMS director, put them in areas where Crozier used to be.
Dr. Taylor says this is a 3-month program intended to be a stopgap for towns until they can add the service to their budget. And she says those services do not come cheap.
It's over $250,000 a month.
The new EMS services have already started across the county. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.